This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
Now, with science, there's been some great leaps and bounds in technology and
there
the use of technology to support better health outcomes.
Mm.
But sometimes the leaps in technology perhaps aren't supporting better health outcomes. And joining us on the line from Sydney is Alex from thebigsmoke.com.au to speak about something that's been in the news recently. Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
Hey, Alex.
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Good.
Very well, thank you. But what's the story about artificial intelligence and medical advice?
Okay, so this was a medical center in California, and the family is outraged because the doctor told their elderly relative that his lungs were failing and that he would die very, very soon via a telepresence robot.
What?
So instead of saying to him, come in and let's speak to you in person, he actually was told, you probably won't make it home by the robot. Yeah, and he died 2 days later. And it was all about the impersonal manner in which that doctor delivered the news through the robot that his family are very upset about. And they're saying that, you know, the changing technology and automation that we're seeing is amazing in some areas, but that we still need to understand empathy and we need to be able to understand how, in the human context, how these conversations can actually be quite harmful to families.
Yeah, and respect their dignity and just respect in general. That's bizarre.
And I'm interested as well, with AI, I know with chatbots, you can deliver messages via text or by conversation, you know, like a Siri can say, you know. And I'm just wondering, what sort of way was this message delivered? Was it a text message or did you actually...
No, it was a telepresence robot. So it was like a video technology robot.
Oh!
Like so a wheelie segway
like
person.
Like an avatar sort of thing.
Yeah, so it wasn't a text message. It was like a robot, a telepresence robot. Now... we're seeing people more and more in medical institutions using robots as a way to, you know, increase the ability to you know, operate quickly, to be able to work with different patients in ways that can actually enhance. So robotics and all of that can be really helpful. But when it comes to actually dealing with the personal connection, I think that it's going to take some time before a robot can have the sort of empathy that's required to deal with those situations. Now, in saying that, robots can actually... be designed to have empathy.
Mm.
But even still...
I don't like any of it, Alex. No. I just don't like... you need people, don't you?
You know, in 2020, which isn't that far away...
No, it's not.
You know, in Britain, they're talking about robots taking place of human relationships romantically. So a lot of people are already saying that they're open to having a robot be their partner. So you can imagine... that if we get used to that life where a robot is our partner, a robot is in our day-to-day lives, that it won't be that strange when a doctor is a robot giving us news.
Yeah, I've had a few ex-robot boyfriends.
The robotic... in heart,
yeah. But I can see application for this. Say if you had a chronic condition and you're like, say you're on regular medication,
mm-hmm.
and it might be useful to be prompted by some sort of artificial intelligence to say, I know if you're taking your meds one a day, you must be getting ready for a refill. So like a prompt to drive better behaviours around medication, or maybe it's saying, have you been for a walk today to make sure you're getting your exercise?
Yeah.
That sort of delivery of messages makes sense to me using technology.
Yeah.
But you see, that's a delivery that assists with everyday living. It's not a delivery that assists with a traumatic piece of information.
Yes.
So for example, having AI or having a voice-assisted device, you know, not only telling you what medicine to have, but also reporting back to the doctor. I mean, all of that's really important. It can actually increase the ability for people who are in aged care facilities, for example, to be sure that they're being monitored correctly. And it removes the human error aspect to a degree. But when it comes to actually sitting down and saying to somebody, your family member's passed away or they will pass away, I can't see how AI, in the next few years at least, is able to deliver that appropriately.
But also, if I think about pharmaceuticals and when they test a new drug, they sometimes have a placebo. So some people in the pilot study will get the medication and other people will get a placebo.
Yeah.
And what I understand happens is sometimes those on the placebo can actually have better or have can have a good health outcome as well as the people on the medication because of the power of positive thinking.
Yes.
But that's where you have a controlled experiment. But with these sort of technologies, you can't really do a controlled experiment around patient A had a terminal illness communicated via a robot and patient B had it by a real person.
Yeah.
I mean, so the ethics of how do you actually work out how to use this technology is quite complex.
I do think it is quite complex and it does require a lot of testing in ways that can to limit the harm caused. So an event like this has actually caused harm to a family. So it can't be used as an appropriate tool as evidence that a telepresence robot is the right way to be delivering that news. So it's really just about having a better understanding of that human interaction with robots and also what we consider normal. I mean, it was once upon a time strange to receive a letter in the mail that gave you news, medical news, for example. Now it's deemed normal. Or to receive emails that give us a bit of private information that we've been waiting on. We don't have to go and sit with our own accountant or our dentist or our, you know, lawyers or whatever. So we get used to those communication, you know, tactics. But it's just really about having a better understanding as to how humans will respond to robots. And unfortunately, in this scenario, it's failed dismally.
Yeah.
Do you think it'd make a difference if the news was good news? You know, if the robot was saying, you're pregnant or, you know, congratulations, you're now clear or, you know.
I think it would probably be an experience that is exciting and weird and zany. But I think when it comes to something that's so traumatic, I mean, the fact that it wasn't even just like they said he died. It's they said to him, you were going to die.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You won't make it home. I mean, it's such a strange situation to be in and the family is so angry about it. So it's just about having frameworks in place that both facilitate automation, which I still think is very important in industries, but also gives us that flexibility to have that human contact and that human need still being met. Because, you know, one of the things that still drives, no matter how much automation, no matter how much online shopping happens, what still drives customer satisfaction is a good customer experience. So whether that's on Amazon or it's in a store, we still want to feel like we're treated as people.
Yes, I do.
Absolutely. It feels very Black Mirror-ish, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. I feel a bit frightened now.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for that, Alex.
it's very straightforward and pragmatic, but it's not emotional.
Yeah. Not emotional. I like a bit of emotionality in my day.
Thanks, Alex.
Thanks, Alex. We look forward to speaking with you again next week.
Thank you.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.